This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado man who helped other rioters drag a police officer during the January 6th insurrection was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison. Jeffrey Sable ripped a baton from an officer's hands before pulling another officer into the crowd outside the Capitol. That allowed other rioters to assault the officer with weapons. Sable expressed remorse to the judge during his sentencing. Before leaving Congress, Republican Ken Buck showed his support for military aid to allies. Buck signed two discharge petitions, one led by a Democrat and the other a Republican. A discharge petition is a way for rank-and-file members to get around leadership in order to bring a bill to the floor. They're asked to bring aid for Ukraine and Israel to the House floor.
I want to make sure that Ukraine gets funding, and my signature lasts until I'm replaced. So it will be there for a while, and I think it's an important message that Republicans need to get on board with helping Ukraine in this very serious battle.
Republicans admit that an aid bill recently passed in the Senate would pass in the House if it were brought to the floor. The CU women's basketball team is up in the first half of their opening game of the NCAA tournament. They're playing Drake. Meanwhile, the CU men won their game earlier today, and it was a tense one. Colorado won after KJ Simpson scored the go-ahead bucket with just 2 seconds left. Final score, 102-100. Colorado now moves on to the next round of the NCAA tournament. They face number 2-seeded Marquette. Mostly cloudy tonight in Denver, Boulder, the Front Range with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny and highs in the 60s. This is CPR News at 6:06.